Well, just in case any of you are wondering what that story had to do with quantum physics, let me give you a few highlights. The first thing that I realized was that shamans do work with a sense of a higher power. And when I got into that with them, what they basically were telling me is that this higher power was essentially the same thing I was referring to when I was speaking about the realm of possibilities out of which everything arises. Further along this, when I asked shamans what in heaven's name is everything made of, and universally, and regardless of whether the shaman I was talking to was from the shores along England or in the California hills with Indian shamans, or whether they were Hawaiian kahunas, or whether they were Mexican shamans, or whether they were Peruvian shamans using ayahuasca, they all said the same thing. Everything is made of vibrations. And as I told you before in the beginning of this, we are dealing with quantum physics, which is really the vibrations, I guess it's called sine qua non, the vibrations above all vibrations that ever could exist, the vibrations of something invisible out of which everything that we see comes into being. And lastly, the one thing that shamans pointed out to me was something that was almost obvious, but I didn't realize it until they actually said it to me, was that shamans choose to look at things, and they choose what they believe to be a physically meaningful story. In other words, they go through the process of connecting up the dots in a quantum way. So what happened before, what happens now, what happens in the future is something they choose to see in a certain way, so that mythology and stories which weave into their tale about who and what you are may be different than the mythologies and stories that you tell yourself when you figure out who and what you are. There's more, of course, and there are some things I couldn't figure out in terms of a quantum physical model because so much of what shamans do is magical. But if there is a science of magic at all that could even approach what shamans do, it's got to be quantum physics.
This concludes Session 6 of Dr. Quantum Presents, A User's Guide to Your Universe with Fred Allen Wolf. Our program continues with Session 7.